the fifth commandment would be easy if it said, honor your father and mother if they're honorable. But it doesn't actually say that, as you'll notice. God does not allow us the luxury of choosing who we will honor. He puts certain people in our way. Your parents, your teachers, your boss, your president. Sometimes they may be easy to honor, sometimes they will be very difficult.
Welcome to Open the Bible Weekend with Pastor Colin Smith. Colin, today we're beginning a message entitled Your Struggle with Authority, really based on the Fifth Commandment. So I want to begin with a simple definition. When God says we're to honor those in authority, what does that mean? What does that look like?
Well, it's about respect. It's about giving weight to what is said by someone who is placed in our lives by God. It looks different at different stages of life. Children are to obey their parents. In adult life, we're in a different position where we have financial independence and we're matured in our own lives, but we're still to give weight to what those who know us well are saying. And then in older age, the situation becomes different again. I think of some folks who have done wonderful, wonderful work in honoring a father and mother by caring for them in later years and so expressing the Spirit of Christ. So it is valuing those who God has given to us and giving honor, as the Bible says, to whom honor is due.
And this is a commandment that, while it may say honor your father and mother, you can actually take this, or we can take this a step further and say, actually, this is about authority.
Yeah, it's about all authority. One thing to say, you know, I've been greatly blessed in my life, Steve, and I think you have in yours as well. We were both born into happy homes.
Yeah.
It has not been in that sense difficult for folks like you and I to honor father and mother because they are honorable people.
Right.
I know that this is difficult for many, many folks, and particularly in a culture in which family has broken down in more and more cases. And then there is even more a distinctive call of Jesus Christ for us to be redemptive in our words, in our thoughts, in our behavior. This is of huge, huge importance. I remember some years ago when I was in India and just asking an Indian brother what he thought about the church in the West. And he said, you know, the tragedy of the church in the West is that we've lost it when it comes to the family. So for us to be redemptive in this area, even when the situations in which we find ourselves are very broken, is something of huge importance. And this commandment, therefore, is worth thinking through carefully. What does it mean for me to try and reflect the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ in a difficult situation? And the Holy Spirit's given to me for that.
All right. Well, that's what we are going to be exploring in today's broadcast. We're in Exodus chapter 20, really looking at verse 12, as we begin a message entitled, Your Struggle with Authority. Here's Pastor Colin.
Now, of course, it's easy to talk generally about love. It's dead easy to talk about loving the world. What does that mean? It's easy to talk about being a people person. The problem comes with the actual personalities that God puts next to you. And when you begin to boil down who these folks are, you realize that includes your father and your mother and your brother and your sister, and your teacher, and your boss, and your business competitor, and these folks, and sometimes a bit of a struggle. To live above, with saints we love, oh yes, that will be glory. To live below, with saints we know, well, that's another story. Now, it would be relatively easy to love your neighbor if you could choose who your neighbor will be. But God doesn't give you that luxury. You don't choose the people that God places next to you in your life. And of course, that is the whole point of the story of the Good Samaritan. Remember, Jesus was speaking about the commandments. Someone correctly identified their meaning. He said it's all about loving your neighbor as yourself, loving God, and then loving your neighbor. And then the question came to Jesus, but who is my neighbor? Who is this person I'm to love like myself? And Jesus told the story, you remember, of the Good Samaritan. And the whole point of that story was that your neighbor is whoever God puts in your path. And that will include some folks who are easy to love And it will also include some folks who are really quite difficult. But the first folks that God puts in the path of your life are obviously your father and your mother. And that's why it makes sense that the second table of the law, explaining to us what it means to love our neighbor as ourselves, begins by talking about the relationship that we have with father and mother. Now, I've called this your struggle with authority because it's obviously the case that your father and your mother are the first authority figures that God puts in your life. And so the fifth commandment, by category, opens up this whole issue of how we relate to people who in different settings are in some kind of authority over us. And of course, your first experience, my first experience of a person in authority will tend to shape the way in which we relate to authority afterwards. So if you saw authority used well in your early years, you will probably, as a first instinct, relate well to authority and respect it. If, however, you saw authority used badly in your first experience, you may have a tendency to be suspicious of it, to resist it, and to shy away from it. And I say that because that is why the strength of family life is so important to the good of the nation. Respect for authority and authority well used is learned in the home. And of course, if it breaks down in the home, obviously it follows that it will begin to break down within national life. That's why the command that says, honor your father and your mother, continues to say that you may live long in the land. You notice that? The point of that is simply this, that a culture will not survive long where respect for authority breaks down. Now, I want to recognize right up front, because I know that for some and perhaps many, sensitivities are high on this issue. Our experience of parents is incredibly different. Some of us have enjoyed the blessing of being raised in a stable and a loving home. Others of us did not. We wished we had. And for some of us, I know that the very mention of parents is deeply sensitive. It makes you feel like you want to get out of here. Some of us will already be squirming inside. Because the whole subject of mum and dad has become so painful to you that the very mention of the subject has all your defenses up. And your first thought today is that the Word of God is going to wound you. Why do you think that? The reason you think that is that your parents hurt you. They were the first authority figures in your life, and you have the sneaking suspicion that God is going to hurt you too. You assume that God is like them somewhere deep within your mind and within your heart. And I want to assure you again, as we're learning from the Bible and it touches the whole of life, the God of the Bible is good. And he seeks and will bring your good. Don't let, please, the warped authority of your parents keep you or blind you from the loving authority of God that you can discover in your life. Now, of course, the fifth commandment would be easy if it said, honor your father and mother if they're honorable, right? But it doesn't actually say that, as you'll notice. God does not allow us the luxury of choosing who we will honor. He puts certain people in our way. Your parents, your teachers, your boss, your president. Sometimes they may be easy to honor. Sometimes they will be very difficult. But it is one of the major issues and therefore struggles of our lives. And it is highly relevant, not just for children, but for all of us throughout the course of our lives, and not just in family life. See, if you're a student at school, how are you going to respond as a Christian student to a difficult teacher? I know there are wonderful teachers. I'm married to one, so I'm on that side. But even the teachers will admit there are some difficult teachers, right? How do you deal with a difficult boss? How are you going to handle at work a person who's in authority over you when he or she acts unethically or dishonorably? The fifth commandment frames out one of the 10 greatest struggles of our lives, living with authority. And sometimes authority that we wouldn't choose.
You're listening to Open the Bible Weekend with Pastor Colin Smith, a message called Your Struggle with Authority. It's one of the 10 messages in our series called The 10 Greatest Struggles of Your Life. Taking a look at the Ten Commandments and seeing how in those Ten Commandments, God addresses the greatest struggles that we'll face. If you ever miss a broadcast in our series, come and listen online at openthebible.org. You can stream the program or download an MP3 for free. You can also listen if you have the Open the Bible app, which you'll find for free at your app store. Simply look for Open the Bible, or again, come and listen online at openthebible.org. Let's get back to the message. Again, here is Pastor Colin.
Now let's get into it together, and the place to start obviously is with what the commandment actually means. Honor your father and your mother. What does that mean? Now the word honor literally means give weight to or regard as heavy. So literally translated, the fifth commandment says, regard your father and mother as heavy, or give weight to your father and to your mother. That's literally what it means. So if your father or your mother happens to be a few pounds over, I don't want to be insensitive here, you will find this very easy to remember. What it's saying is very obvious. When your father and your mother say something, don't take it lightly. Give weight to them, to their words, and to their advice. Don't brush it off. Take it seriously. Give weight to what your father and your mother think, to what your father and your mother say, and to what your father and your mother desire. Now, obviously, what this looks like in practice will develop and change over the course of a lifetime. For children, honoring your father and your mother means very simply doing what they say. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, Paul says in Ephesians 6:1, for this is right. You obey your parents, children. And of course, Jesus himself is our example here. The Bible tells us that in his childhood, he was subject to his parents. He was obedient to his parents. That's Luke 2:51. So let me give this encouragement to children in the congregation today. Do what your mum and your dad tells you. Try your best to do it cheerfully. Make it a joy for them to be your mum and your dad. Watch out for ways in which you can show them that you love them as they love you. Children, obey your parents. And then as you get a little bit older and you have a little bit more freedom, don't use your home as a bed and breakfast. Don't see your parents as a cash point or a laundry service. Honor your father and your mother. Give weight to them in your life. Now, obviously, this commandment is not just for children. It doesn't say honor your father and your mother when you're young. It says honor your father and your mother. So it's going to move on beyond childhood. And the second stage, of course, is in adult life. And as you launch out on adult life, the relationship with your parent obviously changes. You're no longer under the obligation of obedience, but God still calls us to give to our parents honor. And a lot of misery would be avoided if we would heed this advice. I think it was Mark Twain who said, "When I was 18, I thought that my father knew nothing. When I was 21, I was amazed at how much he had learned in just 3 years. Now, your father and your mother are not always right, but they do know you, and they have seen more of life than you have. So in the big decisions of life, I urge you, Listen to what they have to say. Don't say, when they give you counsel from the heart with weight, don't say, oh, that's just mum and dad. Say, especially if it's in a major decision of life, say, this is the opinion of my father and of my mother. Give it weight. And as I began to think about it, even within my own limited circle of 20 years, faces and names flooded into my mind. Folks who made a major decision and rued the day that they didn't listen to a father or to a mother. Give it weight. That's what God says to you. Now, having said that, we do need to remember that to honor does not mean to obey without question. And again, here we have the example of Jesus. Remember, as he entered adult life, he began his ministry, and there was an occasion when his mother and his brothers tried to hold him back. We're told about that in Mark in chapter 3. But Jesus did not allow them to stop him from doing the will of God. And remember that on one occasion Jesus said, anyone who loves father and mother more than me is not worthy of me. So the Bible makes it very clear that your primary loyalties are first to God, and second, if you're married, to your husband and to your wife. And a wise parent will recognize that reality and support it. Third, we move into the stage of old age. And again, the relationship changes. When your father and your mother reach their later years, God calls you still to honor them and to show the way that you honor them in the way that you care for them. In other words, we are to give weight to the needs of parents in their older years. And of course, by extension, and all of the commandments focus on one point that opens up a whole category explained in the rest of the Bible. The rest of the Bible speaks about honoring the king, for example, honoring those in government. It's all an extension of the fifth commandment. Paul says to Timothy in 1 Timothy chapter 5 and verse 2, in the context of the church, treat older women, he says, as mothers. In other words, for younger folks, there's to be a respect in the very way that we speak to and regard older people. There's a respect and an honor that we should treat those who are older within the community like we would treat a father, like we would treat a mother. That's a biblical principle. We're to give weight to their needs. They're not to be brushed aside. This is very important. And again, Jesus is our example, one of the most beautiful pictures and realities when he's suffering in agony on the cross. Do you remember this? He's engaged in the greatest venture of all human history. Some of us think we're so busy we haven't time for parents, maybe. Jesus was engaged in the greatest venture in human history, and in his agony on the cross, right in the middle of the work of saving the world, he looks down at his mother, and next to her is John. And he says, mother, behold your son. Son, behold your mother. And the Bible tells us from that moment on, John took Mary, the mother of Jesus, into his own home. Think of it, in his agony. Our Lord is providing for the care of his mother into her old age. That's how important this was for Jesus. On the cross, he obeys the fifth commandment. He gave weight, even as he's dying, to the needs of his mother. Older people need to be loved, heard, respected. One of the greatest dangers is that we become so busy in our little lives that other things that seem so important to us impede. Then it becomes a question, how long was it since there was last a visit? How long was it since there was last a phone call? Listen to this from 1 Timothy chapter 5 and verse 8. The Apostle Paul says, if anyone does not provide for his relatives and especially for his immediate family, he has denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever. Could you imagine stronger language than that? Now, there is no formula as to how this should be done. But the principle is clear. As my parents become older, I am to give weight to their needs. Every situation is different, but the principle is clear. That weight may involve my money, that weight will involve my time. But it matters to God, so it should matter to me.
And that is where we have to pause today's broadcast. You're listening to a message called Your Struggle with Authority here on Open the Bible Weekend with Pastor Colin Smith. It's part of a series called The 10 Greatest Struggles of Your Life. You know, a lot of people think that the Ten Commandments actually are just a list of arbitrary rules that we made up. But actually, the Ten Commandments reflect the greatest challenges that you and I face in life. God knew that, and He addressed that all the way back early in the Old Testament. If you ever miss a broadcast in our series, The 10 Greatest Struggles of Your Life, come and listen online at openthebible.org. Well, Open the Bible is listener-supported. That's exactly what it sounds like. We depend on your financial generosity to keep Pastor Colin's teaching available each day. And as you give a gift of any amount this month, we want to send you a copy of Martin Lloyd-Jones' book called Spiritual Depression, Its Causes and Cures. And Colin, what kind of help can we expect from this book?
Well, I can only speak from my own experience, which is that I have been greatly helped and encouraged and strengthened by this book on many occasions. That's why it has been for many years for me a kind of go-to book, particularly in times of discouragement. And I remember one time in particular where I just felt really tired in what I was doing. I'd lost the sense of motivation. I'd lost the sense of joy. I was carrying on out of a sense of duty. And Lloyd-Jones has a chapter in this book on being weary in well-doing. Paul spoke about times when Christians can just get weary of doing the good things that God has called us to do. And I thought, well, you know, that'll be helpful to me. This'll be an encouragement and something that'll comfort me a little. And boy, what Lloyd-Jones said in that chapter really hit me between the eyes. Because he said, you know, if you are merely serving the Lord out of a sense of duty, if you've lost the sense of the great privilege and joy it is to be a servant of the Lord, you are spitting in the face of Jesus Christ. And I thought, that's me. I'm operating out of a sense of duty, and that's the last place in the world that I want to be. And you know what? There was something that lifted through that realization, and there was a help, and there was a relief, and a new peace, and a new energy that came to me. God used it. But that's what I've found in my life, Steve, that God has used Lloyd-Jones' book on multiple occasions. That's why I'm so glad we're able to commend it to others, because I think others will have the same experience that the Lord meets with you through the application of Scripture to particular circumstances in which we find ourselves in difficulty.
Well, I'm looking forward to reading this book myself, and maybe as you're listening, you're thinking, I can't wait to get a copy of this book. We'd love to send you a copy as our way of saying thank you for your financial support this month. You can give a gift of any amount, and we'll send you a copy of Spiritual Depression by Martin Lloyd-Jones. You can give online at openthebible.org or when you call 1-877-OPEN-365. Again, that's openthebible.org or 1-877-673-6365. For Pastor Colin Smith, I'm Steve Hiller. Thanks for listening, and I hope you'll join us next time. Open the Bible Weekend is a listener-supported production of Open the Bible.
At Open the Bible, we're grateful for like-minded organizations committed to sharing the gospel around the world. And to that end, I'd like to commend the work of Global Fingerprints. You know, in the book of James, God calls us to help orphans in their distress. That's a clear command, but it's not always clear how we should obey it. And this is where Global Fingerprints comes in. Through Global Fingerprints, you can sponsor a vulnerable child to help meet their physical needs and ensure they hear the gospel of Jesus Christ. I want to commend Global Fingerprints to you. They're focused on equipping the local church to care for children, and where there is no church, they help to plant one. If you'd like to help a vulnerable child, you can find more information on Global Fingerprints at our website, openthebible.org/GF. That's openthebible.org/GF.